At a time when every day, every week, and pretty much every month recently has brought a new challenge, many will still take the time to celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this year. This is Lisa Berry, and those annual celebrations will no doubt seem more significant and meaningful to many people. Eastern Michigan University, in collaboration with the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit, is bringing a distinguished keynote speaker to the annual MLK celebration event this year. Who's joining us now? On 89.1 WEMU, White House correspondent for PBS NewsHour and NBC and MSNBC political contributor Yamiche Alcindor. Thanks so much for talking to our WEMU listeners.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're going to deliver your message virtually this year due to the pandemic, but let me set the scene for you, if I may. Last year, Eastern Michigan University President Dr. Jim Smith made some opening remarks and says, okay, we're all going to have lunch, and let's sit down and have lunch. And in a room full of local members of Congress, our Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who I'm sure you've heard of, state lawmakers, university thought leaders, local musicians, and journalists such as myself, everyone immediately got up and started mingling and connecting. People of all races and ages and socioeconomic backgrounds talking to each other with no differences and only one intention, celebrating and living the experience that Dr. King represented. So then it's you. You get to speak. And I'm wondering, what energy will you bring to the celebration and what message do you want to share?
Well, one of my favorite quotes from Martin Luther King entails him saying that, you know, the measure of a man or a woman by where they stand in times of crisis. And I think right now we find ourselves in a time of incredible crisis. And the only North Star that I think is guiding so many of us is this feeling that you want to do the right thing, that you want to do the moral thing, that you want to be clear-eyed when you're talking about all of the things that we're facing, the insurrection, the mob at the Capitol, what it means to have a president who uses racist rhetoric, and so on and so forth, including, of course, the history-making vice president-elect in Kamala Harris. So I think, in my mind, the message is going to be about doing the right thing, standing up for what you believe in and what you know to be true. And it's not a political message, because I am a reporter. I'm not someone who is a member of any political party. Instead, right. I feel like in these times, we just need to kind of go back to the fabric that holds America together. We were always a nation that was struggling with our original sin, which is racism and slavery and stealing the land from Native Americans. So I really want in my message that people will take away that message and also talk a little bit about, of course, my field, which is journalism, and the role that journalists can play. I became a journalist because of civil rights journalists and the story of Emmett Till and the role that Black journalists in particular played in having that young boy's picture be put on the cover of Jet magazine after he was murdered by a group of racist white men. So I really feel like that is the message that's in my heart, is this message of finding a way to use your skill, whatever industry you're in or whatever medium you come to this. And it's really about trying to make sure that you're doing the right thing in this moment where the nation needs all of us to come together to do something right.
What has it been like for you to be a journalist and try to remain objective and report the facts, yet all of this is swirling around? And I'll say us, because I consider myself a journalist too, but you're there, you're at the nation's capital. How do you stay focused and balanced in the midst of all of that?
I stay focused and balanced by really trying to stay laser focused on why I became a journalist and what the nation is in need of in this moment. It's so easy to become overwhelmed by the images of the Capitol being desecrated. It's so easy to be overwhelmed by the idea that now the FBI is warning that there's possibly more violence to come. And it's also really, really easy to be overwhelmed by just the idea that you realize that there are fellow Americans willing to carry out violence in the name of both trying to undo an election that was free and fair, but also in the name of trying to make sure that people who look like me and African Americans and women, that we somehow are treated like second-class citizens. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, it really has to come down to doing the work. And for me, the work is journalism. And that's the way I stay focused. I will say I also take time to make sure I'm getting rest and take time to make sure I'm talking to my friends and my family members to check in on them. Because these are times, especially in the middle of a pandemic, where we're so disconnected from each other, where we can't just go and get a hug from our best friend or go visit our mothers and our fathers. This is a time where I think we need to be connected more than ever.
We're talking to Yamiche Alcindor, who will be delivering the keynote address at the Eastern Michigan University Martin Luther King celebration this year. And this certainly has been an interesting year for you covering President Trump. In case people may not realize, you had asked him questions at White House briefings, and he had responded with words such as nasty, snarky. He accused you of asking a racist question during several different press briefings. Yet you appeared composed and continued to stand your ground. And I really want to ask you, what was going through your mind when that was happening?
For me, it was really about making sure that I was giving the United States and its citizens the kind of journalists that they deserve in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of so much racial reckoning and thoughts about how the police interact with Black people and how we are killed by Black people. And of course, in the middle of an economic tragedy tied to the pandemic, all of those things to me make it very clear that the journalist's role, that the media's role has to be holding people accountable and digging for truth. So I think every time that I maybe was attacked by the president or I was called out by the president, in some ways it was a confirmation that I was asking the right questions and digging for truth in the right way, because there are a number of times where I fact-checked the president in real time. And I think as we look back on this period, I'm hoping that we will all have said we did the best that we could with the information that we had.
Have you watched that video, though, those videos, those questions? And I'm wondering if you have, what did it look like to you?
For me, it looked like someone who was focused on trying to hold the president accountable. I never imagined that I would be kind of in this position where I would be having to have these tense back and forth with the president. So when I watch them, I think I look at myself and say, I'm someone who is doing the work that I came there to do, and I'm focused on that goal, and I'm not trying to make myself the story by arguing with the president unnecessarily, but rather that I'm pushing back on him and making sure that he's telling the American people the truth, or at least exposing when he isn't telling the truth.
I guess I was more interested in how did you think it looked how he was treating you?
When I think about the president lashing out at me, but also lashing out at other reporters, I think I see someone who is trying to, one, mislead the American public, and two, is also trying to deflect from some of the real struggles that he had in his time as president, especially when it comes to his response to the COVID-19 pandemic. I think what we saw was a president who didn't want to take responsibility and said as much. He said, I have no responsibility. I take no responsibility for the issues with the pandemic and the lack of testing, the lack of vaccine distribution. There were just so many times in his presidency where it was clear that he was not focused at times on the pandemic in the way that he should have. And what I see is a president who is simply trying to deflect away from his own weaknesses as a president in order to try to make the media the opposition party and to try to make people see him as the victim, as a president who was being unnecessarily bullied by the media, when, of course, we weren't doing that. We were just pressing for the truth.
The theme of this year's Eastern Michigan University 2021 Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration is We the People Speak, No Justice, No Peace. Will you be addressing that directly?
My speech is definitely going to have to deal with peace and justice and what the people of this country deserve and need. So yes, I will be talking about the theme. I'll also be talking about the arc of the moral universe. I think that Martin Luther King always said that the arc of the moral universe bends toward justice. And I think that's true. I do think that it takes people bending it toward justice, that it's not something that happens on its own. It takes, I think, a whole nation coming together and using their collective talents to say, we want a better universe, we want a better world for people and all of all races, of all genders, and of all socioeconomic levels. So I'm excited to definitely talk about that theme. I think it's a theme that is so timely for the times that we're living in, and so important when we think about the life of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Do you have a title for your speech?
I don't yet. I will be clear. I think, you know, with all that's going on in the world, I feel like I've written parts of it, but I'm ready to try to really make it as timely as possible. And that means trying to figure out what the rest of this week looks like. But I have a very good idea of what I want to say, which is very much that this is a society that needs to be thinking about how each and every one of us plays a part in making it a better place and plays a part in really helping our fellow men and women, including people who may not ever walk into the White House or may never have the same power that some of us have in our lives.
We very much look forward to hearing that speech. White House correspondent for PBS NewsHour, NBC and MSNBC, political contributor Yamisha Sindor, thank you so much for talking to us here on WEMU.
Thanks so much.